You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
When we want to love, we love. When we want to kiss, we kiss. With a little petting, we're getting some fun out of life. When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing. Maybe we do the wrong. Spending each day just when
come at last to that greatest of all popular music idioms, R&B, or rock and roll. And one can't help asking oneself, can one, why is this indigenous, crude, powerful black American music invariably best interpreted by young, long-haired British homosexuals? We spoke with Sid Gormless, lead singer of the phenomenally successful English blues group, The Dog's Breakfast.
This new record is our 14th record, and I think it's the best thing that we've ever done, actually. You know, of course, the record company have been a cheap lot of bastards that they are, you know, who wouldn't let us do it the way I wanted it to be, you know, the way I conceived it in my mind, you know. They said, Sid, we can't afford to send your group and the Sadler's Wells Ballet and the London Philharmonic into outer space, you know. I mean, but you see, I mean, that was my vision for this record, this album, you know. Me and the group and all swirling about in orbit, playing and singing, you know, in these huge clear plastic bubbles, you know, dropping flowers and balloons and bloody great martial arts down on the earth, you know. While this fantastic music of mine, it's like a symphony, really. It's a symphony, more than a symphony. It comes drifting up from these thousands of undersea speakers.
She was Virgo, I was sad. they're swimming, but they're not afraid of us.
I don't wanna spend your time. I wanna be a nursery rhyme. I just wanna come and take your mind.
Thank you. someone's born. Purple fog is drifting over endless fields of corn.
We'll be right back. laughing at the Globetrotters. Mom was laughing at the thing she was cooking for my dad. I was laughing at the face I'd seen for 10 years in the mirror, wondering why I felt so glad. It was fun, 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 fun growing up in my house. Everyone was so funny and nobody ever got mad. It was fun, 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 fun growing up in my house. Never went to church on Sunday 'cause it seemed too goddamn sad. John was looking through the National Geographic. He was laughing at a picture of a girl without her clothes. Jill was looking through the big old health book. She was laughing at a picture of a man without a nose. It was fun, 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 fun growing up in my house. Everyone was so funny and nobody ever got mad. It was fun, 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 fun growing up in my house. Never went to church on Sunday 'cause it seemed too goddamn sad. Scott was laughing at the way I ate sweet corn. He said that I sounded like a typist with a saw. We all started laughing and Dad said, let's go bowling. Then we all laughed at Mom when she dropped her bowling ball. It was fun, 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 fun growing up in my house. Everyone was so funny and nobody ever got mad. It was fun, 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 fun growing up in my house. Never went to church on Sunday 'cause it seemed too goddamn sad. Never went to church on Sunday 'cause it seemed too goddamn sad. Never went to church on Sunday.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That wraps up the first portion of tonight's program. I just need to slow down a little bit. I just always get very excited at the end of that song. And then I get sad because it's over. Not sad to be here with you, though. Oh, no, I'm not. Very glad to be here with you, the listener, right now. Now it is time for us to move on to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We start off the way we like to do by thanking... No, we don't do that these days. We want to start off by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. I think I'm having a lot of problems with that tonight, like wanting to pick up things I used to say anytime over these past 34, whatever number of years it is. Those things are trying to get out of me tonight, and they should not. It's the internal struggle of Belinda. The initial radio obituary is for Catrice Barnes, the musician, musical director, and songwriter, best known for being half of the pop duo Juicy. She worked on, she did some music for Saturday Night Live. Catrice Barnes just passed away at 56. She had an interesting discography, I've got to say. But, let's start with the big one from Saturday Night Live. Why not? because I don't think you'd call it a hit. I don't know what you'd call it. You'd call it the initial radio obituary for Catrice Barnes right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hey girl, I got something real important to give you. So just sit down and listen.
Girl, you know we've been together such a long, long time.
Such a long time.
And now I'm ready to lay it on the line.
Wow, you know it's Christmas and my heart is open wide. Gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind.
What's on my mind?
A gift real special, so take off the top.
Take a look inside, is my dick in a box?
It's in a box.
Not gonna get you a diamond ring. That sort of gift don't mean anything. Not gonna get you a fancy car. Girl, you gotta know you're my shining star. Gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you needs something real. Wanna get you something from the heart.
Something special, girl.
It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box, babe. It's my dick in a box. Ooh, my dick in a box, girl. See, I'm wise enough to know when a gift needs giving. And I got just the one. Something to show you that you are second to none.
To all the fellas out there with ladies to impress, it's easy to do, just follow these steps. One,
cut a hole in a box.
Two,
put your junk in that box.
Three,
make her open the box.
And that's the way you do it.
It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box, babe.
It's my dick in a box.
Ooh, my dick in a box, girl.
Christmas.
Dick in a box.
Hanukkah.
Dick in a box.
Kwanzaa.
A dick in a box. Every single holiday, a dick in a box. Over at your parents' house, a dick in a box. Midday at the grocery store, a dick in a box. Backstage at the CMAs, a dick in a box. Yeah, well. My dick in a box, my dick in a box, my dick in a box.
Babies, like babies make faces. Time along and we're on to the races. Sometime I dream about getting fit. Out my mind, soon as we dig our kicks. If you don't do nasty, I won't make babies. Too many mouths to feed, about to go crazy. How come we never television? How come we never watch television? Scattered and splattered, no love all the time. Scratching and scrambling, and we never have a dime. Living for loving all the time. Didn't damn it on love, should be a natural crime. Ten-minute thing, just like love, but it's on the wane. Treat the small fries like stepchildren. More on the way, baby, cause we too willing. Out the bedroom, it's all null and void. Be cheaper to sleep
with Sigmund Freud. Yeah, how come we never watch television? How come we never watch television? Scanning and spattering, no love all the time. Scratching and scrambling, ain't no never have a dime. Living from nothing and all of the time. Didn't damn it on live, it should be a natural crime.
Initial radio obituary is for Muhammad Zahar Khayyam, better known as just Khayyam, the Indian music director, background score composer. His career spanned 4 decades. I saw quite a few of his Bollywood style movies, pre-Bollywood. What am I saying? More of the Hindi style of the late 60s, early 70s. I got to see a few of those back in the days when I used to go to see the movies, the Hindi movies at the theater. That was the way to do it, let me tell you. So, Khayyam just passed away at 92. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
कुछ छुपा छुपा सा डर कहे, रहे वो रात भर कहीं फिर भी न हो कुछ बयान रुत जवान जवान रात मेहरबान छेड़ो कोई दास्तां रुत जवान जवान छुपा लिया दर्द को भी दिल बना लिया जिंदगी ने आजमा लिया तुम तो न लो इम्तिहान रुत जवान जवान रात मेहरबान
The next radio obituary is for Larry Siegel, the American comedy writer and satirist who wrote for television, stage, magazines, records, and books. He won 3 Emmys as the head writer during 4 seasons of The Carol Burnett Show. Let's see, he won a dozen Emmys. No, he had a dozen Emmy nominations for his work on Carol Burnett and also Laugh-In. He was one of Mad Magazine's top movie satire writers. And let's see here. He also was one of the earliest humor writers for Playboy magazine. Lawrence Siegel just passed away at 93. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'd just like to get in tune here if I can. I'll give you a thing there. Okay, that's got it.
Well, you think it's easy, babe. I'm moaning about this rotten world.
Yeah.
And how miserable it is for a teenage boy and girl.
Yeah.
And you think it's easy crying out to be free and letting the authorities know how they wronged both you and me.
Yeah.
I marched out in front of the White House shouting how I hate old Uncle Sam. And I laid myself down in the gutter crying out against the war in Vietnam. You think it's easy singing about misery and how the world is up a creek when you're making over $4,000 a week?
I seem to get stuck on my harmonica. Sorry, nigga.
How well it ain't! Oh, God, it ain't! Oh, God, it ain't!
Oh, I broke the guitar, too. It's very embarrassing. I wish you could see this. There's a million pieces here. $150 guitar. Well.
Let's see, what would this make it? Well, I should at least tell you that you are still in tune with Bubbles in the Think Tank, right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda. We're in the radio obituaries right now. Moving on to the antepenultimate radio obituary for the French electronic music composer Fred Rister. He just passed away at 58. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Ultimate radio obituary is for Kip Adada. That surprised me when I read it today. You know, I just want to step back for a moment here and say, it's not a lot of times that obits pop up that I'm like super surprised. But this one, for some reason, really always was like, huh. I don't understand it. I can make no sense of it. But I digress. As often I do, let me return to the business at hand. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Kip Adada, the American stand-up comedian. During the 70s, he showed up on programs like The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, The Mike Douglas Show, Dinah, American Bandstand, Midnight Special, Don Kirshner's Rock Concert. He was on the Hollywood Squares, Make Me Laugh, and was, of course, best known for his song, Wet Dream. Just to keep up the Playboy connection and a few obits tonight, he hosted the game show Everything Goes on the Playboy Channel. He even showed up on the Larry Sanders Show. Kip Adada just passed away at 75, and we're also going to send this one out as an unofficial radio obituary, off the books, you might say, for Paul Pence. Paul Edwards. What did he go? I think he went by Paul Edwards, but Ed and Paul, Paul and Ed of the Late Late Show,
if anybody remembers that way back in time, back when Bubbles in the Think Tank and Unsanitary Outhouse before it, when we were on back there at WAIF in Cincinnati in the 80s and early 90s. Many of you know Ed Clayton, because he pokes around in the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group sometimes, and if you ever listen to the show back around then, he followed the show for a very long time. And back in the beginning days, Paul was also on the show, and he just passed away this week. We just found out about that this morning. But those two guys, boy, did they like some Kippadonna. I'd be driving home from the show. It was a pretty short drive back then. And if you've ever been to Cincinnati, I would drive from Walnut Hills down Columbia Parkway and then the 71-75 highway down by the river, by Riverfront Stadium and now the Paul Brown Stadium, all that craziness. But I would be driving down there, and it was like clockwork. The Kippadonna would come on when I would be driving in that on that stretch of road nearly every single week. Every single week. So, Paul, this one goes out to you. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Kippadonna right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It was cucumber the first. Summer was over. I had just finished a long day and I was busheled. I'm the kind of guy that works hard for his celery, and I don't mind telling you I was feeling a bit wilted. But I didn't care at all, because otherwise things were fine. I try never to disparagus, and I don't sweat the truffles. I'm outstanding in my field, and I know that something good will turn up eventually. A bunch of things were going great, and soon I'd be top banana. At least that's my peeling. But that's enough corn. Lend me your ear, and let us continue. After dressing, I stalked over the grain station. I got there just in time to catch the 9-11 as it plowed towards the core of Appleton, a lentil more than a melon and a half east of Cloveland. Got off at Zucchini, so we continued on our route to Bega. Passing my usual stop, I got off Ecado. I hailed a passing yellow cabbage and told the driver to cart me off to Brooklyn. I was going to meet my brother across from the eggplant, where he had a job at the Saffron Station Pumpkin Gas. Well, as soon as I saw his face, I knew he was in a yam. He told me his wife had been raising cane. Her name was Peaches, a soiled but radishing beauty with huge gourds. My brother'd always been a chestnut, but I could never figure out why she picked him. He was a skinny little string bean who'd always suffered from cerebral parsley. It was in our roots. Sure, we tried to weed it out, but the problem still remained. He was used to having a tough row to hoe, but it irritated me to see Artie choke, and it bothered my brother to see his marriage go to seed. Most mapled couples, they had a lot of growing to do. Sure, they'd sown their wild oats, but just barley, if you please. Finally, Peaches had given him an ultimatum. She said, I'm hip to your chive, and if you don't stop smoking that herb, I'm gonna leaf you for basil, you fruit. He said he didn't realize it had come quite so far. On the other hand, even though Peaches could be the pits, I knew she'd never call the fuzz. My little story is okra now. Maybe it's small potatoes, me, Idaho. My name? Wheat. My friends call me Colonel, and that's life in the slaw lane. Thank you, so mulch.
garden out there.
Could it just tell I was done? Could it just tell I was sitting there going, Capitata's stuff is always too long. That's terrible, I know. But I wasn't going to do it. Technical difficulty strikes again. Caught me off guard, though. The penultimate radio obituary is for Larry Taylor, the American bass guitarist, best known for his work as a member of Canned Heat, starting way back in 1967. He was a session bassist for the Monkees and any number of other people. Something I didn't realize was he's the younger brother of Mel Taylor, the longtime drummer of the Ventures. I did not know that. Larry Taylor just passed away at 77, and during my brief caucus with our titular head of research today, I told him I was somewhat taken aback by how interesting I found this discography to be. And he also remembered that in the Kim Fowley radio obituary, way back when, we played a song that he also played on, by Leo Kottke. Plus, it brings us to monkey content in tonight's episode. Not the first monkey content, but more monkey content as part of the, what did I say, penultimate radio obituary for Larry Taylor right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
In the hobo jungle, when her arms ain't always clean, Santa Fe woman's cell phone, gotta watch for the gas stream. Smiles like a boxcar lady, smells like a car's queen. She unwound my bandages and scrubbed my zip all clean.
Someday.
be the same. I'm leaving this town. long. Took my baby for granted. You know I played her for a fool. Found out later that I loved her so. After breaking love's golden rule, I'm leaving this town. No use hanging around. I may be wrong, but we can't get along. I'm going back where I belong.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
In 1968 in Los Angeles, California, Ken Heat recorded World in a Jug. In 1991, we're going to do World in a Jug number 2. Hit it! Hit it! Hit it! Hit it! Hit it!